Welcome to Mental Talks, a podcast aimed at fighting the stigma surrounding mental health. I'm Paul Hannah.
And I'm Lewis O'Kay, and each week we will openly discuss topics that surround mental health.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Mental Talks with myself, Lewis.
And I'm Paul. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome back. So, Paul, our first episode's gone live. It's been live for a few days now. How do you feel about that?
Great, great. You know, we're making progress. You know, we're getting some listeners in. We're getting some great feedback. You know, social media engagement is great. You know, obviously we're on Instagram and our followers are just going up and up and up, and which is great. You know,
we are nearly at 100 followers on Instagram, so we just we're gonna push that one over the next week. Twitter's the next big thing as well.
Okay.
So sure, get the word out there. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, definitely. But all in all, you know, excited about going forward and, you know, getting all the other episodes out and going from there. How about yourself?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but before it went live, I felt really nervous that something that we'd recorded was going live to the world, is as such to say.
So yeah,
I was really nervous, but you know, after I listened to it a few times, the raw recording, and I thought, you know, it sounds good, it sounds quite engaging. I had a few people say that they could relate to it, which is
okay,
exactly what we want.
Yeah, definitely. This is why we're doing it, isn't it? We can reach out to people, and if they can relate to it, then absolutely brilliant. You know, we can help people and, you know, work with those people.
So in this episode, we are going to be talking about the light bulb moment. I think that's going to be the title of the podcast, to be honest.
Okay, sounds good.
So the light bulb moment. So at what point did we realise we needed to change? And how did we move forward when we had that moment?
Okay, I'm going to let you go first on this one.
Go first, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, when was my light bulb moment?
Yeah, when was your light bulb moment? And when did you decide that, you know, you needed to make a change?
So I guess my light bulb moment, when I was off work for a little bit, and I could see, I just remember there was a time I could see that I was causing a bit of upset, a bit of damage within my family. You could see they were getting quite upset the way I was acting. I was probably acting quite a lot out of character because I just didn't want to deal with what was going on in my head.
Yeah.
I think because they couldn't help me in any way, because I was not willing to help myself, like we touched on last week, you know, you've got to help yourself first.
Yeah.
And that was a ping went off in my head, and I just remember sitting there thinking, I need to do something about this. I need to change my outlook on how I'm doing things, seek a little bit of help, because I hadn't been to see anyone at this point. I hadn't sought help or, you know, professional help. I'd just gone off work because of what was going on in my head. But that was probably my light bulb moment. That's going back, 15, 16, 17 months now.
Wow.
So, you know, and I've been on a journey ever since.
Yeah, so when you hit that light bulb moment, what did you do next?
So I went to the doctors, explained everything going on in my head, how I was thinking, how I was waking up every day, and I just wanted to, you know, if I'm being honest with you, I just wanted to drink a lot. A lot of people that you talk to that suffer, I find, say that alcohol is something they turn to. But I mean, once you start getting help, you start understanding that alcohol is a fuel for your depression.
It is.
It's known as a depression, isn't it? It's something that plays on your mind when you start drinking. But I went to doctors, told them everything that I was going through, what was going on in my head, and I just basically said that, you know, we need to get you some help, we need to sort yourself out, but you've got to do it, you've got to want to change.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? You know, you've got to look after yourself first. You know, there can be doctors out there that want to help you, but if you're not willing to help yourself, then you know whatever help they give you just will not work.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, NHS and all that, stretched as it is, and there are
It is.
some people that tell me that they go to the doctors and they don't feel like it's helping in any way, shape, or form. I had CBT therapy as well,
Yeah.
which I found very, to begin with, I found it horrible. I didn't want to open up to anyone and talk to someone, but over time, it worked out. I quite enjoyed talking about it in the end, and that's why we
Yeah.
can do this now.
Yeah.
So,
It gives you quite a release, doesn't it, when you are talking about, especially how, you know, I find talking about my journey and, you know, how we've overcome things, you know, I quite enjoy that. It's quite a,
yeah,
it, you know, it gives you a sense of satisfaction.
it does. Yeah, I think when you start achieving things more and you start talking to people about how you've come a long way, actually, and you look back, you think, oh, you'd be proud of yourself for where you've come from, because it takes a lot of strength, a lot of determination to come from what they say, rock bottom,
Yeah.
to where we are now.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess that's a little bit about my light bulb moment of your journey, but we'll go more into that. So I want you to tell me when you felt your moment was. When did you feel like you had that
Well, to be
bulb off?
honest, I'm gonna throw everyone off
Oh,
because
okay.
I don't think it was a moment, one specific moment. There was just a number of things that was happening, and I was thinking to myself, well, this ain't right. This ain't right. You know, I was just getting upset, whether it would be, you know, driving to work, driving home from work. You know, I'm a salesman, so driving to customers during the day, you know, I'd start crying, you know, and I just there's loads of things going on in my mind, and it was just absolutely crazy. You know, obviously I've gone through the darkest time, and you know, you have some dark thoughts and things like that, but it's
How dark would you say those thoughts were?
dark. You know, I'm sort of shaking right now as we're talking about it, because
Okay.
you don't, you know, it takes a lot of courage to actually say the words. You know, it really does. And you know, when I said it on my first counseling session, that's when I broke down. But you
Okay.
know,
So if I was to be honest, I'm quite comfortable talking about it. My darkest days were probably the times that I wanted to end everything. I can get what you mean now, just to find the courage to say the word. I was probably quite suicidal.
I had those thoughts. It was a sense of getting away. It was a sense of getting away. You know, I always, when I went to the doctors, I always remembered what he asked me. He said, "Have you know, thought about doing that? Have you know, planned anything?" And I was like, "Well, no, not to that extent." But you know, the whole sense of not being here, the whole sense of being away from everything. I don't mean a 2 week vacation on, you know, all
All
inclusive.
inclusive.
I mean just not being here, you know. And it was, I always sort of was like, oh, well, I haven't planned anything, so it's, you know, it's all right. But then it's not all right, because I was still having those thoughts. And yeah, you know, that's, you know, it was just, as I said, there wasn't a light bulb moment. It was a case of just constant, well, depression and upset. It was just,
Yeah.
you know, this isn't right. You know, I can't continue this. And
At
I
least
was,
you understood in some ways that something wasn't right. And, what did you do after that you understood that you were doing something, well, oh, that's doing something, or after you felt like something wasn't right in your head?
well, there's, first of all, I went to doctors and you know, from a young age, you go to doctors or the dentist and things like that. They wear white. You trust them. You know, you trust them to look after you. So that's what I did. I went to a professional and I put my trust into them. And, you know, he recommended therapy. He did, obviously, we covered it in the first episode. He did recommend medication, but at that time, you know, I wasn't confident with it. So he recommended counselling. So yeah, I sort of took that on board, and as touched upon last episode, that it was hard, but it got easier. And, you know, as time went on, you gelled more and more with the counsellor, and it became a lot easier. But that's the NHS side of things and going to doctors and things like that. But in terms of, you know, the changes that I made, you know, I did a lot work on my mindset, and I read loads of books on the brain. I watched loads of, I'm going to say, YouTube videos. You know, first it was a chap called Jay Shetty. You know, I don't know if you've seen his videos. He's the monk with, he's got really nice eyes.
Okay.
You know, I'm not that way inclined, but he's got really nice eyes.
I find he's got a nice voice. It's something that you could listen to quite well.
Yeah. So his videos helped me quite a lot. And then I sort of moved on to other videos and other people and motivational speakers such as Tony Robbins and Eric Thomas and, you know, Gary Vee. Gary Vee's quite a good one in terms of getting stuff done. He's very to the point. He's very cutthroat, which is great. It's what I like. So yeah, you know, I sort of put loads and loads of hours into working on my mindset. And, you know, as I said, I watch videos on how to wake up in the morning. You know, and what steps to take to wake up in the morning, you know, in a positive way rather than negative. And there's so many people that wake up and the first thing they do is look at their phone and, you know, click on social media. They allow social media to determine what state of mind they're going to be in for that day.
My phone, well, I get up in the morning, I see what emails I've had from work or personal emails, so yeah, probably something that I'd need to change in ways of mindset.
It's about just taking time for yourself, you know, concentrating yourself. And, you know, if you're, as much as obviously, you know, social media is a great thing, it's also not, you know, it depends how you use it, really. But
negative side of the world when you see what goes on social media. Some of the comments that I can read off some people's posts, and you think, oh, do these people not understand what effect that could have on someone going forward?
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, so that was myself, but then I also wanted to surround myself with like-minded people. I went to the Body Power Expo in 2018, I believe. And I came across two stands. There was Mental Health Muscle and Mental Health Mentors. Now, for the listeners on Instagram, if you type Mental Health Muscle in or Mental Health Mentors in, give them a follow, and you know that they post some great stuff. But I had a good chat with both parties. And, you know, Mental Health Muscle, it's like one big family, you know. It's you know, that they raise money for charities, for you know, mental health charities and things like that. But we used to, obviously pre-COVID, we used to all meet up. It was called Meet and Eat, I think it was called. Yeah, and what we used to, because we're, you know, obviously being at the Body Power Expo, it was very, the people in that family were quite, you know, all fitness orientated, you know, very much into their fitness. And obviously, as you spoke about before, you know, you healthy body equals a healthy mind. So what we would do is meet at a local gym, train for maybe 1 or 2 hours, you know, yes, individually, but then would get together and do group workouts and things like that. And just gives us a chance to sort of talk and explain things and okay. sort of connect with people, you know, connect with like-minded people. And then we'd all go out and have a meal and you know, just enjoy ourselves. You know, we've trained hard, we've opened up to each other, and it's just a way of bonding. You know, I've met so many great people, but I had to get out of my comfort zone. I went out and just joined this group, started talking to people that I'd never met before, you know, training with people that I'd never trained before, never met before. And you know, I was going to these things on my own. I wasn't bringing a friend. I was going on my own and sort of saying,
especially with the mindset that you had, but you probably felt a bit nervous about that the first time that you went to meet these people.
Yeah, I was very nervous. I was very nervous, especially, you know, we weren't just meeting up to, I don't know, to talk about the football or something like that. We were meeting up to talk about mental health, you know, and I was still, at that time, I was still building up the courage to talk about my journey and what I was feeling and when I was feeling it and, you know, what was going through my mind. So to find this new group of people and to then open up to them. But as I said, they were great. They opened that they welcomed me with open arms, and it was just brilliant. So, you know, to sum up on that, because I'm going on a bit of a tangent, they, you know, surrounding yourself with like-minded people is great. You know, if you want to, I always say, if you want to fly like an eagle, okay. don't hang out with pigeons, you know, and it's you surround yourself with people that want to succeed.
I like that quote. And so I'm gonna stick
they will help you succeed, you know.
That's quite a good one.
Yeah. What about you in terms of, you know, what did you do to sort journey, of if I'm rebuild? Gonna be honest.
So after my first, after the original diagnosis and everything came out, I knew that I had to, like yourself, had to change my mindset. So rather than waking up every day and thinking, oh, today's going to be another down day, sit in bed, go out and have a couple of drinks in the evening, I thought, I need to do something. And like people will go and say all the time, oh, that's all you talk about. I joined a gym. You know, I was sitting at home, I looked at myself, I was overweight.
Yeah.
That made me more miserable. So I did what everyone does, join the gym. But this time I had the mindset, I'm going to stick at it. I'm going to prove myself that I can do something. I can prove to other people I can do it. And I remember the first time I walked into the gym, and I was incredibly nervous. I looked around, I thought, oh, these people, they're fit, they're healthy. But then I walked out of the gym and I thought, that's what I want to be. I want to be fit. I want to be healthy. I want my mind to be healthy. So I just kept going after work, before work, surrounding myself with those people like yourself. And I found I found what some people say would be your safe haven. I found the place where I felt like I could be.
Yeah.
No one knew who I was. No one knew what I'd been through. But we were all there for the same reason. With the same goal in mind. And I think
you know, sorry to interrupt, but you do get people that, you know, let's say overweight people, they don't want to go to the gym in fear of, you know, other people fat shaming, let's say. But what they don't realize is, you know, everyone is there to improve themselves. You know, it's all, if once you step into the gym, you are surrounded by like-minded people. You know, everyone is there to develop themselves, and you know, not everyone wants to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but everyone has their own fitness goals, and everyone's different. But everyone in that gym is working towards their own goal, and that's what counts.
When I look back now, that was the best thing I ever did. The best decision I ever made was to join that gym. It's a great gym. But now I look after, you know, we've been in lockdown for 4 months, the gyms have been closed. My mental health, I can tell, is at a great place because I really thought I was going to struggle. I genuinely thought when they announced the gyms were going to close, I was really nervous that first night. I was anxious. I was, what am I going to do to keep my mind busy? What am I going to do to, you know, release that tension? And actually, I found other things to do. I found, you know, talk to more people. The best thing that we've done is a Call of Duty release Warzone. So we've been able to play online with quite a lot of my friends. So
yeah.
When I look back, you know, like I've come on a massive way because I haven't needed the gym. And that's not saying that when it reopens, I'm not going to be straight back in there, because absolutely, come this Saturday morning, that's the first place I'm going to be, because it is going to be my safe haven again. And I'm going to be able to go back in and do what I enjoy with a better mindset about me. So,
yeah, definitely.
Let me say about the journey, what we've been on. Along that journey, have you had some bumps in the road, so to say, use the expression?
Yeah. You know, there's been a few things going on, you know, dealing with a lot in terms of, you know, juggling Theodore and, you know, work life and, you know, romance and, you know, there's just so much to juggle. But yeah, you know, you do have those down days. You know, sometimes it could be, you know, weeks where you just, you know, I am very much into fitness, and there's been a few weeks where I've just abandoned it, you know, just eaten really poorly and just haven't attempted to go to the gym.
Just talking about that, I think,
but
it's really important to remember, to anyone out there listening, that even if you have that week where you don't go to the gym, that week where you go to McDonald's a few more times, that week where you just don't do anything, if you're still looking after your mental health, you've still had a good week. There's no need to, you know, the next week go, oh, I need to starve myself, or I need to go back to the gym 7 times a week. We have to understand that we have these little bumps, these little speed bumps along the way, but they don't last forever.
Yeah, definitely. It's not, you know, when you look at the line of success, it doesn't just go from 0 to 100 in a, you know, straight horizontal, straight diagonal line. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. But, you know, you are making progress. You know, allow yourself to have off days and things, you know, really be mindful of what you're feeling and why you're feeling it, you know, and allow yourself to feel that emotion, but then pick yourself back up afterwards, get yourself back on track. And that's the most important. You know, if you need to miss a couple of days at the gym, or, you know, obviously this is, I'm speaking very fitness wise, but if you need to take a break from what you usually do to look after yourself and do that, you know, and that's what's important.
What would you do differently in the future, or if there is anything that you do differently?
I think right now I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place. You know, as I said last episode, I did put weight on, but I've actually, you know, I'm getting up at like day, 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
and going for a run at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It was actually half five.
You know. Yeah. But this is it. You know, some days, you know, I have been on furlough. So some days I don't get out of bed till 11, you know, but I make sure get my steps in, you know. As I said, I think I'm in a good place, you know. I'm very structured, very focused on what I want to achieve. You know, I'm currently saving for, you know, my first house. I'm going to be completely honest to all the listeners. I in September last year, I had no savings whatsoever. No savings. I was very much into buying jewelry and, you know, eating out all the time and just buying clothes and suits and
a few flashy suits along the way.
I do love a good three piece, but I decided, nah, this is it. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. So, you know, I made myself a goal that by December 2020, I'd be in the position to buy my first house. And, you know, we're currently in July, so a few months before December, and I'm now in that position because I've been so strict with myself in terms of putting money away, and you know, I've turned down, you know, I'm not one for clubbing when I say nights out, but, you know, meals out and things like that, I've turned all that down, and you know, I've said no when, you know, I've decided to sort of, I wouldn't say struggle, but I've decided to just be strict with myself and just remain focused in order, because I know what I'm working towards. And as I said, you know, we are going to get on to, I think the next thing we're going to talk about is our big weeks. You know, me and you, we've had some big weeks, and let's fabulous. Go from there.
So, we just said about big weeks, Paul. Why would you say the last week's been a big week?
Yeah. For me or for you? Okay, so, I'll start with me. So, yeah, obviously, I've been on furlough since April. I've been on furlough since April. You know, obviously, my wages has been 80%, you know, and the first couple of weeks was brilliant. Brilliant. It's a holiday. You know, the sun was amazing, and, you know, spending more time with Theo, which is great. But, you know, I really want to get back earning. And obviously, the longer you're on furlough, the less, you know, you lose confidence in the fact of, you know, is my job safe? Is it not? You know, we don't know. So I was originally due back to my job.
That's a long time, isn't
it? I think in August. In August. However, what I've actually done is secured myself a new position at a different company. I've managed to, you know, get a higher salary. You know, it's a new start. It's a new opportunity. It's a very good opportunity. You know, there's so much potential. There's so much potential to be had in this position. It's crazy. So I actually start work on the 27th of July. Wow. So that's next Monday.
In a new job
next week. I'll be working. New surroundings, new area, you know, our current. It's a little bit nervous because it's a new, in the same industry, but it's a different sector. You know, I currently work for an electrical wholesaler, and I'm now moving over to the plumbing and heating merchants. However, my role is to push the electrical sales through this plumbing and heating sector. So it's a little bit different, it's quite diverse in what I'll be doing, if I'm honest. So it's, but as you said, new surroundings and, you know, new people, new area I'll be working in. So it's just more excited. I'm more excited than anything because I just want to get stuck in and, you know, just work towards this goal.
What is your end goal? I would say end goal. We've always got ongoing goals, but what's your plans for the future? What do you want to achieve?
What I want to achieve is, at the moment, all I want is this house. You know, I've painted myself a picture that, you know, I will have. Whether you know, I haven't got any sofas or whatnot, I will have this house. I will have a Christmas tree with the old fashioned train track running underneath it. That's the vision I had September last year, and that's what I'm going to make happen because I've been so focused. That's all I want. Brilliant. For now. That's
brilliant. That's my goal. Everyone knows what to buy Paul Hannah for Christmas. It will be a train track with a Christmas train to go running around his Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's
fantastic to have goals, isn't it?
For anyone that wants,
and that's the point I was at, where I was at my lowest, didn't really have any set goals or dreams or aspirations. It was,
I can imagine you've got quite a lot of goals. You know, you're pushing yourself in terms of fitness, which obviously is
Saturday
great. You know,
morning.
The gym's open
you
next
know
week as well, so you're back
morning.
In there. love it but tell me about your big week.
Probably the same. So the last sort of, like, I've been in the retail sector many years now, feels like an age. The last year has been really tough. I've had to come back from a little blip on the road. I was struggling at work, really, really struggling. My mental health was not at its best. I came back to work and I remember sitting down with my manager at the time. And he said, you could do this if you put your mind to it. You can go and do whatever you want to do. You've just got to do it. So I have. I had that mindset in me that, you know, I can achieve, I can be successful. And then, so the same with you. So this week, I've been offered a position at a new company. It's a really good position.
Wow.
So I'm going to be a store manager. And to say that I'm proud of myself is an understatement. I am massively proud of my achievements, where I've come from to where I am now. And I just feel fantastic, to be honest with you.
And that's it. You've got to, you know, there's so many people that just say, yes, you know, I got the job, you know, really, really take ownership of that and enjoy it, you know, enjoy your wins, you know. Whether you want to have a little dance to yourself,
I think I did have a little dance to myself. Yeah.
Just enjoy. enjoy it. You know, you've worked hard. Obviously, we're all on a constant journey, but you know, we've both secured new positions, and
hopefully,
that'll
take me to yourself.
Just,
like I've got that goal.
Enjoy.
I want my own place. I want to be able to come home from work, sit down on the sofa, watch the football, cup of tea, beer in my hand. I just know that, like yourself, I've earned this and I've got to this point. But it all goes back to that standpoint. We'd never have got to this point if we didn't make that decision and understand that we were struggling and we had to change. We had to change our mindsets to move forward with our lives.
Yeah, definitely. To make a change, you know, they always say the first step is admitting, you know, and you know, I'm not talking about alcohol anonymous or whatever it is, but you know, just admit what's going on, you know, be mindful of what's going on, and then make a step, you know, make a decision to take the first step. And
fabulous
change, you know.
I'm very excited.
But are you excited
for,
you know,
so I haven't got a definitive start day yet. I'm waiting for it all to go through. But yeah, it's something different. It's going to be a test of my knowledge and learning so far. And it's the chance to, like you said, to reinvent myself, to restart, go again, and push on to the next goal and where we can go next with everything.
Yeah, it's a new chapter.
We're turning the page,
and it's
we're
just
going again.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's time we did question time. What do you reckon? So I've had a few people ask some questions.
Yeah,
so I'll ask you the question, and you can answer it, and then I can answer it, and hopefully that gives the people that are listening that have asked these questions a bit of
Yeah, you've got the questions.
First question, quite simple. Yeah. What do you do, or what ways do you use to keep your mind busy when you know you're struggling?
When I know I'm struggling, okay. There's two things I do. Actually, it might be three. So if I am feeling sad, like what I do when I give Theo back, and you know, if it doesn't happen every time, but you know, if I am having a bad time, you know, that there are certain songs that okay. really touch me. So I listen to them, and I allow myself to feel whatever my emotions are telling me to feel. You know, if I want to have a good cry, sometimes having a good cry works. It just works. And, you know, it reconfigures your mind. And, you know, after that cry, you've experienced sadness. Okay, that's fine. Let's crack on. So that's one way, is just allowing yourself to feel what you want to feel. You know, recognizing your emotions. Another one that I do is, to be honest,
okay,
treat yourself. Whether that's what I used to do is treat myself, and you know, it makes me sound quite bad, but I used to go retail Love therapy. It. There was a time where whenever I was sad, I was just, right, I'm going to the shops, I'm going to buy something, and okay. it needs to be expensive, you know. And but obviously, as soon as I set that goal, I don't do that anymore. But what I do is treat myself with my diet. Everything's in moderation. You know, I'm not going to be as a shredded, lean. You know, I like to be lean, but I'm not going to be this, you know, a physique model. I don't want to be. So, you know, I treat myself to be honest, it's cookie dough is one of my go-tos, and a bit of ice cream. So just, you know, taking a step back and just having a bit of downtime from your goals. You know, obviously fitness is one of my goals, and you know, I take myself away and just, I don't know, just have a little pudding from somewhere and just chill out. I love that. To be honest. Yeah. What about yourself?
To keep my mind busy, do something I enjoy. That could be putting the PlayStation on, having a few games with a couple of the lads. It takes your mind away from things, even if it's for an hour. Music is the biggest one for me. If I feel like I'm struggling, you know, or I'm feeling a bit down, I'll put some upbeat music on. There's some great tracks out there at the moment that are gonna boost your mood. So yeah, my go-to is probably music.
Yeah, definitely.
Just take yourself away from the situation. You know, if you're feeling a bit lower down at work, at home, go outside, go for a walk, go take a ball with you.
Fitness is a massive thing as well. Massive. You know, it's, I'd say obviously that's another thing on my list that I do. You know, keeping yourself busy, or being, you know, physically active and physically busy, will keep your mind busy. You know, whether, I don't know, a good example, if you're angry, get on some gloves and go and hit a punching bag, you know. And it's, you know, being physically active will help, you know, keep your mind busy.
That's good. So second question that I had from someone, who were the hardest people to tell about your mental health? Bit of a big question.
That is a tough one. I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna mix it up and say myself.
Okay.
Myself. Yeah. It took a while. It took a while to recognize what I was feeling and you know, yeah, you know, sort of thinking, yeah, you're not depressed. You're just going through a sad event. You know, you're splitting up with the woman you thought you were going to be with. You know, that means you can't. The thing that really got me is the fact that I wasn't playing a day to day, you know, an active role in Theo's day to day life. You know, I wasn't waking up with him and stuff because I wasn't living with his mom. You know, and yeah, I was just sort of, oh, you know, you'll get over it. You'll get over it. But, you know, it took me a while to sort of say, nah, this is what it is. You know, we need to get some help. So I'd say first of all myself, but then just, I think it's harder talking to your loved ones about it, like your family, you know, parents, I'd say.
Yeah, that was going to be mine. So the hardest people I found to tell.
Yeah.
With my family, the people around me, to say that I was struggling was...
How did they react?
They wanted to be there for me. They wanted to help me and they wanted to understand more what I was going through. To begin with, I didn't really want to explain it to them. I didn't want to speak to them. Over time, as I explained more, it became quite easy, and they could quite understand, you know, what they could do to help me move forward. But it was incredibly hard conversation to have with my mum, you know, and turn around and say, look, I'm struggling. I've had really dark thoughts, and I just don't want to be here sometimes. So
it's a difficult thing to talk about, and you know, especially with the people closest to you, because they want what's best for you. They want you to be happy, and you know, you're sort of saying, well, actually I'm not, you know. And yeah, it's tough, you know, that they would be upset by it as well. So, you know, it has a knock-on effect, I suppose.
So there's question time. Hopefully we get that every single week.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, for anyone that wants us to, you know, answer anything, you know, fire in your questions, whether it's to Lewis or myself or the, you know, our joint Instagram page. You know, fire in any questions, and we'll have a think about the answers. And if our answers help anyone, then that's great. You know. Or you know, if any, as I think I said last episode, if anyone wants us to cover anything specifically, then again, fire it over to us and we'll have a chat and
Fantastic.
We'll go from there.
So, I think we're coming to the end of this episode.
I'm looking forward to the next thing that's going to come out.
What's coming? Everyone knows what's coming. It's that time of week where we go over Lewis and Paul's top tips. Tip of the week.
Love it.
Have you thought about one
yet? I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll let you go first.
My thought of the week. I'm gonna pick this one because I thought you might pick this one. And it's probably gonna annoy you when I say it. My top tip is to sit down and write a short term, medium term, and a long term goal. So what do you want to achieve next week? What do you want to achieve by Christmas? And what do you want to achieve in 5 years' time? And then really change your mindset to work on those goals. And remember that the long-term goal, you'll have bumps along the way. So, yeah, my top tip, create a set of goals.
That's good because that'll keep you focused, and you know, whenever you are having an off day, make sure to look at that list and you know, remember, right, this is why I'm doing this, you know, this is what I want to achieve, so this is why I need to pick myself back up.
So there we go. So now we go to Paul for his tip of the week. Have you thought of one yet?
Tip of the week. would be. Yeah, no, not really. I'm going to try and get one off my head. Yeah, I'm stalling just a little bit. Now, my top tip would be to surround yourself. We touched on it earlier. Surround yourself with like-minded people. You know, you liked the phrase that I said earlier. You know, if you want to fly like an eagle, don't hang around with pigeons. You know, yourself with like-minded people that, you know, that they want to achieve, they want you to achieve, and you will succeed in what you want to do. You know, everyone has different goals. Everyone's working towards different things. But if you surround yourself with like-minded people, then, you know, you'll achieve anything you want.
I love that. Absolutely brilliant. So there's episode 2. Sounds, these things are rolling round. We'll soon be recording episode 3, which is... Someone asked me about this the other day with the podcast. They wanted to talk about it. We're going to talk about mental health at work. That'd be an interesting episode, considering what we've both had go through the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I think by the time we record episode 3, I'll had at least my first day at work.
We can have a chat with Paul about his first day experience.
Yeah, and we'll looking forward to it already.
So that's it from me, and we'll see you on the next episode. Please tune in and listen, subscribe to our social media pages that we will be pushing out constantly, and have a great week.
Thanks for listening. Have a great week.